Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this meeting of the Exmouth Town Council Planning Committee on Tuesday, the 7th of May. Item number one on the agenda is apologies for absence. We have them from Councillor Tim Dunper and Councillor Mike Rosser. Does anybody have any more? Oh, I welcome Councillor Andrew Toy. He has a citizen's advice bureau meeting this evening, which he can't get out of.
Okay.
Item number two on the agenda is to confirm the minutes of the meeting held on the 22nd of April 2024. Do we have anybody who wishes to say anything about those minutes? Are you happy to propose? Okay, Councillor Deasy will second that. All those in favour of accepting those minutes? Thank you very much. Item number three is declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Members are to declare any interest they may have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay. I will start application 240682 full, Exmouth Town Football Club. I am a member of the supporters club, donate money each month and have helped them fairly significantly with a couple of things in recent years, so I will leave the room for that if that's okay. So we will need to, somebody will need to be deputy chair effectively this evening. Should we deal with that when we get to it? Yeah, okay. Anybody else, Councillor Deasy?
Yeah, just to say again, thanks to the Town Football Club and the people who actually brought me to the town in about 19, whatever it was. I did some work with the promotional department for them in, say, 1992, or there and thereabouts. I haven't been associated with it since about 1993, so I've had no direct.
I think we're okay for to stay away. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Anybody else at all? No, okay, thank you very much. If you think of any as we go through, please let me know. Item number four is urgent business, which I don't believe we have any. So we move to item five, tree and advertising consent applications. We have one in Brixington, two in Brixington. Planning application 240590 tree, 61 Evergreen Close. This is for a turkey oak, a crown reduction of 33%. The density of the radial spread is thinned by reducing branch lengths of up to 3 metres, maximum diameter cut of 75 millimetres. The tree officers report is circulated and they recommend slightly lesser works of a crown reduction of no more than 2 metres in height. Maximum diameter cuts of no more than 60, the crown thinned by no more than 10% by removing crossing, rubbing and broken branches, and the crown left to no more than 5 metres above, 5 metres in height from the ground level. And the reasons to limit the extent of works in the interest of amenity and sound arboricultural practice. Councillor Cherry Nicholas.
I've been tree officer for Morgan.
Okay.
Not that I know much about it, but he knows more than I do.
Actually, he knows more than all of us, one time. Because although I work in the forest, I don't know a lot about trees. Councillor Andrew Coleman.
Okay, to turn our go tree officer.
Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder for recommending slightly lesser works as per the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you very much, everyone. Planning application 240653 tree, land west of Sherwood Drive, Mr. Kevin Wilson. Proposal T1 oak, reduced limb arising on the southwest aspect, approximately 10 metres above ground level by 3 to 4 metres. Maximum diameter cuts of 75 millimetres and remove a hanging branch overhanging the road on the southeast aspect. The tree officer recommends approval. Councillor Andrew Coleman.
Yeah, I've got the tree officer report again.
Councillor Terry Nicholas. Thank you very much. We have a proposal and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? Thank you very much. And now, it's a very strange week, isn't it? I'm not moaning. We now have 20 applications and we skip immediately to town, where I need to go. Does anybody have a... Would anybody be willing to just chair this this item, because we don't have a deputy chair? Councillor Nicol, I will second that. All those in favour? Thank you. So I'll bring you the script round, which has got all the stuff you need to read out. If somebody can come and get me when it's up. Okay.
Do you
want to say
that?
Yeah.
They come running,
right? Absolutely not. If you need help with the name of the plan, things, there's your say. Councillor Wibley is leaving the room. Back in the bar, not there.
Right, thank you. This is an application for Exmouth Town Football Club 24-06-824. There are various statutory consultees with comments. EDDC trees have been consulted, not commented. Environmental health have been consulted and not commented. I think they have no commented, haven't they? They have no problems. Network grid have been consulted but have not commented. Contaminated land officer has been consulted but not commented. Okay, I think he has, I mean. The major land officer has commented.
We'll I'll double check while you're reading the comments out.
Okay. But Devon County Council flood risk SUDs have been consulted but not commented. EDDC district colleges has been consulted but not commented. DCC highways has been consulted but not commented. Natural England has been consulted but not commented.
So yes, the contaminated land officer has commented today. It's just standing advice around ground or surface water during excavation. If there's any contamination, they have to contact the planning authority and suspend activities until the mitigation for the contamination has been agreed. And environmental health has said they do not anticipate any environmental health concerns. They've also commented today.
Thank you, Lisa. There's three comments from members of the public. Two of which are objecting strongly, one is to play themselves as neutral, but I'm taking that as an objection of what they said. Basically, they say the removal of trees and the detrimental effect it will have on the wildlife. Consumer floodlights next to the road could result in an accident and light pollution to residents. Concern regarding parking and potential of flooding, increasing noise and fumes from vehicles. In addition, Councillor Dumper has asked, have residents been consulted? The answer to that is, I don't know. Right.
So the relevant neighbourhood plan policy on this is CF3, the normal EB2 one, and then CF3. Which says that opportunities to further develop sport and leisure facilities to meet demand will be supported in appropriate locations.
Yep. Thank you. Two or three notes basically I made on it. One, looked at the lighting report, but yeah, it is obviously very technical, but essentially, they were saying that the proposed lighting does conform to the usual standards for in urban areas or in urban settings for what they call a large ball sport facility. I think the point made in CF3 there is imperative that because we know there's lack of playing pitches within Exmouth, particularly, and he's then had quite considerable concerns about it, although it's a 3G pitch, which presumably is the six-a-side area, as opposed to full pitch. But that could still be quite a lot of use made of that, certainly with community groups as opposed to people purely affiliated to the soccer club. And 3G, as we all know, is sort of a multi-surface, it's an artificial surface, so it's not just for soccer perhaps, but could be used for other purposes. But there is a demand for more sort of six-a-side facilities, particularly obviously the football club will take first dibs of it, but there's also daytime use that's required for people like walking footballers and so on, the only sort of 60 group, if you like, who participate in these things. So I think from that point of view, to me, it's a plus that we're going to get an additional pitch, because the one that, on the Mare Valley that they're proposed building is nowhere near completion yet, and haven't even started on the four pitches and little valley there. Further reading, really, their reports more than anybody else's, and I think that we seem to be being reassured by the reports that have been submitted that there shouldn't be any great issues regarding sort of wildlife and local habitats, but I think this is going to be beholden on us and beholden on the EDDC to ensure that with appropriate mitigation there, that wildlife and habitat is not going to be too disturbed. I think the last point really that I made notes on is the 3G pitch and its environmental impact. They are rubberized pitches mainly. They're usually made up from recycled rubber tires and so on. It's a common use. It's something that's approved by the FA. I think the only thing that comes to my mind is then about drainage. It's in an area where there is, it's, I suppose, reclaimed land just there. And I thought I saw on the drawing, but I haven't. Again, interpretation drawings, not my fault. But there seemed to be some sort of attenuation holding tank between the pitch and the road. I'm not sure it's an above ground one, but did appear that they'd allow for proper collection of water, because obviously, with a false artificial pitch, rainwater does run off substantially. And I don't think they don't use water to soften the balance like on some of the hockey pitches you get watering, but you don't do on the 3G soccer pitches. So all in all, I've no real objection at all to it. I mean, there's a couple of things I'd like assurances over about the drainage particularly, and obviously the impact on potential wildlife and habitat. But I'm sure those will be looked at by the appropriate officers at the EDDC, but from my point of view, I don't have a problem. Thank you, Chair.
Andrew? Thank you, Chair. Agree with what Graham said. Really, I think we need to be encouraging our local football club for a start, but the facilities for sports, it's absolutely vital that we support. It's like the boxing club in Cartwright Avenue. That's a completely different thing. But even that, I applauded the ambition of it. This feels like the football club trying to go forward. Corporate facilities, more income. One day we'd like to see Exmouth move up at Leeds and all that type of stuff. That's a bit towards the bottom of the current one. And there's always going to be objections for this type of facility, but I think as town councillors, I think we should be encouraging this, and I'd be happy to support for us to approve it.
Thank you, Andrew. Cherry, and then Andrew.
This one interfere with the floodlight and that we made a contribution towards for the air ambulance and that?
No. No, because the floodlights for the air ambulance are on the main pitch and they're operated by remote switching gear, so this doesn't affect the main pitch at all.
Well, they're not supported.
Sports facilities, support for the town, the community. I can't see any real reason to stop it. I think it's not into the brownfield site, not the greenfield site. To be honest, I don't for approval, but obviously, yeah, obviously, measures should be taken to conserve wildlife if possible.
Thank you all. I also support the application. My only comment is when I make for other applications, coming comment to DCC that we should be having highway recourse because it's, you know, people who are objecting are raising highway issues which we can't deal with.
Yeah.
So I'd be grateful that if that could be done. Right. I'll move for vote. All in favour of accepting the proposal, please show.
It's carried, thank you.
Well, trousered old boy. Well, there's something to give.
Yes, I really appreciate that speech. Okay, we now move to, planning application 24-0775 Full, 36 Westwood Drive, to demolish the existing garage and construct an attached dwelling. No comments or statutory consultees and no representations. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, where new buildings must take account of nearby building styles as per the avenue's design statement. Yeah. Councillor Tindumper has no objection. In terms of EB2, I don't think anybody else has had a chance to look at this, no worries if you haven't. In terms of EB2, basically it's a row of three terraced houses, and they're knocking down a garage and building another one of similar size on the end, and as far as I can see from the drawing it looks exactly the same as the one next to it. I did wonder if it was putting it a bit close to the house next door, but there's been no comments or anything, so I'm assuming because of that they're okay with it. I see no real issues with it. Does anybody, should we just have a quick look? Is that alright?
Mm-hmm.
Just so people can...
What do you want to look at?
Just maybe the elevations and Google Maps as well, just to show how close it is. Because I don't necessarily, because it's come just me from that walk in on chair, I don't necessarily want to go like that and want to do it myself. So. And it's not like there's loads on the agenda. Councillor David Paul.
I'm happy to second. If it helps.
Thank you very much. Please maybe put up the elevations, front mm-hmm. elevations. Existing and proposed and the easiest. Yeah, that's it. So top one you've got a garage there, second one, the one on the bottom, you've got a house that looks exactly the same as the one next to it almost.
It's just the front door.
So that's a pesky front door stuff. How dare they?
That's the location plan.
Yeah, so it's quite close to the houses next door, but you know there's closer gaps everywhere, so yeah. It was really annoying on Google because you can't get in the middle where you want to see.
Well, there's a blur there, yeah. Isn't there?
Yeah, I'm just assuming there's a man there mowing the lawn or something.
I don't know.
Well, who knows?
Yeah. Something there that they've blocked out, but anyway, we'll just pull it up for you. A blur.
Yeah.
It's where that garage is basically.
And you go to that one and then.
Oh, gee. Yeah. Okay. We'll have to imagine. Yeah.
So if you look, the house is. Yeah. You've got the garage and there's also a path down the side as well, which is going to be part of the house. I have no problem with it. Does anybody have any massive issues with that looking at it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So Councillor David Paul has said he will second it. So proposing a seconder in favour, no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Planning application 240785 full. Flat, the York Inn. I guess I should declare an interest. I have been paid to play music in there lots of times. Not for the last 3 years though. Although I believe the owner is the same. Should I be here for this one?
Have you declared a pecuniary interest on your declaration of interest? Probably not, because it's a self-employed type thing. Have you declared on your register of interest that you receive income from performing?
No, because I don't anymore.
No, so then I would say don't worry about it.
Right, okay. Yeah. I mean, I do, but only not from there.
Yeah,
Venom is on a very, very small scale.
Yeah, and I wouldn't worry then.
Okay.
Perhaps it's probably wise, though, if you don't propose or second, somebody else proposes or second.
That's fine. So the proposal is for two proposed one-bedroom apartments over an existing public house. On a previous application, we objected, and I can't remember off the top of my head on what grounds. I think it was environmental health and things like that, wasn't it?
That's my recollection, yeah. I can look it up if you like.
Statutory consultees, environmental health has said they are okay with it, but a sound insulation scheme needs to be submitted and approved prior to the commencement of works, because it's quite a noisy pub and you obviously don't want people having to live with that noise in the house. Highways and the Environment Agency have been consulted but not commented. Again, this is Exeter's Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. From what I can see, the proposed building will blend into what's there already from their description of it. Obviously, you can't see from a black and white drawing. So I don't think there's any grounds there. Councillor Tim Dumper says he feels we should sustain our objection to the previous application for two flats. So I guess we need to find out what we objected on.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. It's been a pain. Yeah, so the previous application was withdrawn.
Yeah.
Which was similar ish. We commented, I'll get to it in a moment. Members shared the concerns of environmental health regarding noise and questioned if any amount of mitigation would be effective in protecting the amenity of future occupiers from the noise levels that would be emitted from the York Inn. Councillor Tim Dumper believed that the proposal constituted overdevelopment, and it was also noted that a flood risk assessment had not been submitted.
Okay, so it has...
The Environment Agency had... So we considered it on the 22nd of November. So Tim's comments about the flood risk assessment are in relation to the Environment Agency comments on the 20th, where it says, in the absence of an acceptable flood risk assessment, we object to this application.
Okay. And the fact they haven't commented now... probably means that because of the
saying that a sequential test would be needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've submitted that on this application.
Yeah.
They've done a flood risk assessment, and I'm sure I've seen a sequential test as well. Here it is down the bottom.
Yeah. Okay, so the one issue that remains from the previous application is...
noise.
Environmental health and noise.
This is the environmental health comments this time, for your information.
Yeah.
So they're talking about putting insulation, additional sound insulation scheme, which would need to be approved. And also post-construction testing certification.
Very well done.
So if you were minded to say you had no objection, you could say it's subject to the application being conditioned, in line with the Environmental Health Officer's recommendations.
And any future recommendations from the Environment Agency.
Yeah.
Personally, I think that would be the way to go. That it needs to be conditioned. I won't be proposing it, obviously, but it needs to be conditioned, as Lisa's just said, with the environmental health advice written into those conditions, and also subject to the Environment Agency's go ahead. Does anybody else have any thoughts? Would anybody willing to, does anybody disagree or be willing to propose it one way or the other? Councillor Devercourt?
It's good though. I will propose.
Thank you very much, David. Would anybody like to second that? Okay, Councillor Woodward, thank you very much. So, have you got all the things there for that one? Cool.
Yeah.
So, subject to those conditions, we have a proposal and a second, a full no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. And now we'll move to the Kimberley planning application 20.0504 full. Briar Patch and Johns Road. A new home office and study outbuilding. We have no comments from statutory consultees. We have one representation who does not object, and Councillor Tim Dunper has said he doesn't object either. Councillor Woodward.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, it's quite straightforward. It's not a built up area, got lots of land. They put an office in there, not overlooked as far as we can see. So happy to propose it.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments, or anybody happy to second that at all?
Happy to second.
Thank you, Andrew. So, if the proposal is a second, if no objection, all those in favour. Thank you very much. We have no items, that's it, in terms of planning applications. Item 7, other items, none. So, in a few weeks, I don't have to declare my licensing thing as well. Number 8 is items for information, an appeal decision for Mundy's Farm for a garden shed. The appeal has been allowed, and yeah, so he can build his garden shed now. In terms of planning decisions from East Devon, we got them all right except for 2 Seymour Road, where we objected, and East Devon granted conditional approval. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Short but wonderful. Cheers.